This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bottom line, the laws do not apply to the illegals. Bottom line, the government's lawless. Bottom line, Al-Qaeda under the name ISIS is being given the entire Middle East, as I've been telling you. But I still can't believe the government is this crazy to do something like this. My dad was over with the kids for Father's Day yesterday, and he looked at me and he said, "I got a bad feeling, son. I think you're right about all this. And the elite are just going to gut up and go crazy." And I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Just do everything." They just are crazy because they never get held responsible. Let's go to Adam in Iowa on Osama bin Laden and the Iraq War. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing today, Alex?
You know, I'm not trying to whine. I just really feel upset. I'm very disgusted.
Well, you got a hard job.
Yeah.
Well, if you type into the search engine, Osama bin Laden with George Bush. Back in 93, 94, somewhere in there, you can actually find the interview where he's interviewing Osama bin Laden that proves we're financing Al-Qaeda. Anybody can do that. And I have nothing against the immigrants as long as, you know, they actually do it legally. If they do it legally, I have no problem at all with it. And this one here is more for you. God works in mysterious ways. I've been awake now for about 7 months watching your show. A friend of mine turned me on to it, and since then I've awoken 20 people just in my town alone. So when you say you're not doing well, cheer up, because you are. You're doing a fantastic job of waking.
Listen, I know. I tell myself every day, brother, be positive, be happy. We're having an effect. I can't help it sometimes. I'm just being honest with the listeners. The last month or so, it's beyond disgust I have for the establishment. Watching them try to wreck things, try to make people poor, watching them turn the world over to Al-Qaeda and slaughter Christians everywhere, it's just hard to believe they're this bad. And where's the general public waking up? I appreciate your call. I appreciate it. And I should put a better face on myself here. My problem is I've always been so honest about how I feel. So I'm in a nasty mood. I'm honest about it. I'm just sick of these people, man. I'm sick of them. Damien in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Sometimes I don't get your sarcasm, so I'm trying to call to make sure if I heard you right. At the near end of Dr. Monteith's interview, did you just call for intervention in Iraq?
No, I was pointing out as devil's advocate that now the West has funded Al-Qaeda to go in and do this, and Obama is trying to act like, oh, we don't know how to target them with drones. They're all lined up on highways and invading. They could wipe out half these people with a few dozen A-10 Warthogs. So my point is that they're fully behind it. But I'll be honest with you. I'm against intervention because the globalists are evil, and no matter what they do, it's going to be turned to evil. But quite frankly, I'd like to see 8-10 Warthogs take out all those Al-Qaeda people. Yeah, I would like to see that. I'd like to see a good president, a bunch of Al-Qaeda invade out of Saudi Arabia and Syria. I'd like to see them all blown to hell. It's the same Al-Qaeda been attacking the Syrians and killing 300,000 Christians in the last 3 years. So at a gut level, I want them dead. Yeah, you bet. I'm sick of seeing Al-Qaeda with black flags, chopping people's heads off. They're a bunch of scum.
I hear you. If the military was run by good people, honest people, and actually New World Order weren't controlling them, so it would be like, if you want them sent in, you'd be sending in the same people.
It's the Ring of Mordor, though. I agree with Monteith. You can't do it because it always just turns to evil. Because the globalists can't lose if they always fund evil. Both sides. because they just want to sell weapons. They want to just keep it going forever. And it's sick. And the public better figure out full-spectrum dominance.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Friday, if you're watching the Nightly News, you got to see half the show hosted out of the new studio. And more, I'm going to be segueing over into the studio and doing live sections of the news, other nights taped to air. We're getting even more great reporters here into the operation. It's very exciting. And we're showing the dinosaur media how it's done. You notice every couple days now, our reporters on the ground, just in Texas, but also in other cities, are making national news. And it's because mainstream media reporters are not allowed to go out and do real stories. It's only after it breaks that it ends up on CNN or Fox News. The illegals being bussed in by the hundreds of thousands, being given basically a free ride. And our reporters are down in South Texas on the border right now. So we're going to be having updates tomorrow and Wednesday with our reporters. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Tom, Chad, Mark, Pamela, Skip. Everybody, we're going to get to you first, Chad, and then Mark and others. So stay with us, callers. on the subject of ISIS, which is Saudi Arabian backed. And we've got mainstream news articles. I told you this on Friday, but mainstream news articles over the weekend with think tanks going, yes, Saudi Arabia is financing through bases they helped fund that NATO authorized in areas of southeastern Syria and the three-year civil war there to now invade Iraq. And a lot of people say, well, we shouldn't be involved over there, and I morally say we shouldn't. The problem is that we are involved. This is a Western-backed military, and that's why Obama is not droning them when the highways are filled for 20 miles with al-Qaeda flying al-Qaeda flags. That's what ISIS is. Look at the flag. It is the al-Qaeda Wahhabist flag. That's admitted they're al-Qaeda affiliated. This is a army. And they've got heavy weapons, medium weapons, saying they found them at bases they took. No, folks, they were given them by NATO. And Bruce Fine joins us. I really appreciate him coming on to talk about foreign policy and to look at Rand Paul's foreign policy versus the neocons and the Brzezinskiites in the Obama administration who are engaged in all this destabilization we see in Ukraine, Iraq, you name it. But we know what's going on. Just like they backed al-Qaeda against Syria, the same thing's happening against the Iraqi government, and they're about to overrun the bases. They're about to take Baghdad. I want to get Bruce Fine's take on that as we get into his two pieces he wrote for the Huffington Post in defense of Senator Rand Paul's foreign policy, and then part two in defense of Rand Paul's foreign policy, breaking that down and looking at some of the Republicans, and his words, Christian Zionist and people, and who some of the players are who are anti-Paul that stand in the way of him being president, hopefully coming up. He is the Republican frontrunner, and I can't think of a better reason to bring this up, but in the current light, Bruce, I mean, I know you're a constitutional lawyer, best-selling author, advisor to Congressman Ron Paul, and, of course, Rand Paul and many others. And, of course, at the FCC, helped get rid of the Fairness Doctrine. We owe you for that, a big one. But instead of getting into your long bio here today, the listeners know who you are, what is your take on this? Because people say, well, let's not be involved in Iraq, and I agree. But since we were already there, and now this ISIS group was set up in the attack on Syria, it's just amazing to see giant convoys of al-Qaeda about to take Baghdad and take that giant embassy as a Saudi Arabian takeover army.
Well, it is, but it's perhaps even more astonishing, Alex, having lived through the hostage crisis and being called the great Satan by Iran and the mullahs, to now have us be collaborating with Iran against ISIS. Now, where is our eye? Who do you think is going to be a greater danger, a country with possible nuclear capability or ISIS? It seems to me that if we want to stand back and look at the foreign policy in the long run, it can't be just in isolated instances. Just think about how much better off we would have been if Rand Paul was in the White House in 2003 when the United States gratuitously invaded Iraq. The stupidity is rather staggering because Saddam Hussein, who we overthrew, was the greatest menace that Iran had ever confronted. He had fought eight-year war from 1980 to 88. He feared Iran. The Shia in Iran and the Sunnis who dominated at that time in the power structure in Iraq viewed each other as infidels. It was basically a defense of Iran without spending a single penny or risking a single American life. I mean, that's very seldom you come across such a sweet.
It was a balance of power.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't threatening the United States whatsoever. So why were Rand Paul would have just desisted, refrained from doing things? It's what the British called masterly inactivity. Why do anything? If you have your adversaries at each other's throats, no, you don't need to do anything. It could only make it worse. And the fact is, once we went in, we spent well over $1 trillion, 5,000 soldiers' lives lost on our side, hundreds of thousands of wounded, now one of the reasons why we have the VA problem. And what did we get out of it? Nothing. We didn't really gain anything, even on the human rights level. We started out with Saddam Hussein, who was clearly an atrocious ruler. He gassed the Kurds, and he used chemical weapons against Iran. But look who's successors, who are there now at our behest. You know, Mr. al-Maliki, a sectarian Shia, who has created chaos throughout the country. The Sunni opponents are equally dogmatic and dictatorial. The Kurds also, their cult figures in Barzani and Talabani that run thing in the north. You have three small dictators from one big one. You know, what is the great gain in human rights? Virtually nothing. So think of how much better off we would be. We would have had enough savings, Alex, to fund or not spend anything on the so-called bailout of George Bush and the stimulus program of Barack Obama, trillions of dollars, if we had just refrained from this extravagant waste of money and men's and women's lives for nothing. Now you ask, what should we do now? Because we can't redo history. And I think in asking that question, we need to even rethink about the Middle East and the boundaries there. Remember, Alex, the boundaries from those countries are totally and completely artificial. They were drawn after World War I, when the Ottoman Empire was carved up and it was collapsed, you know, at the Treaty of Versailles. And so there isn't any rhyme or reason for these boundaries. They don't follow religious homogeneity, linguistic homogeneity, cultural or historical homogeneity. We can't, the United States can't unilaterally change that. That's why you're going to have some instability there no matter what happens. And we need to have the humility to recognize, even though we never revel in other people's tragedies, we can't do anything other than make a mess of things and create danger to us. And one of the things we fail to recognize, because power in international relations is unsentimental, we go in and support anybody. And I don't know who we'd support, you know, in Iraq at present, Alex. Who is there, you know, that's a friend worthy of support? We end up with an ingrate like Hamid Karzai, and then all of the opponents of the ingrate become our enemy.
But it makes money for the military-industrial complex to sell weapons just into any black hole and have no-bid contracts. That's why this never seems to end. Let's break down your defense of the Rand Paul foreign policy for folks that don't know what it is, because it's being misrepresented by the controlled media.
Yes. And you have to, what they try to suggest is that Rand Paul is a so-called isolationist. He doesn't want to send ambassadors. He doesn't want to have intelligence collection. He doesn't want to have trade, which is all complete nonsense. And the reason why, Alex, it's very critical when you think about foreign policy to focus on war. And why people say, well, why is war such a big deal? It's a big deal because it makes what's ordinarily first-degree murder legal. It's a huge issue. It creates resentment. Sometimes you have to do it. You know, after Pearl Harbor, we have to fight back. But it should be a very exacting line. And we should only fight, risk our soldiers' lives for us. Other people abroad, they don't pay taxes. They don't obey our laws. They don't have any loyalty to us. We have no moral or other obligation to defend them, just like they don't us. And Rand Paul is for, I think the foreign policy can be captured in the phrase, billions for defense, not 1 cent for empire. Why? If you're going, Alex, just think, you're approaching a family whose son or daughter died in Afghanistan. But when you're trying to explain what they died for, you know, could you tell them? You know, you'd be speechless. You know, we don't even know. What did we accomplish in Afghanistan after all these years? All the people who were implicated in the direct attack of 9/11, we've killed them or captured them.
Well, I think that's the bottom line, is all the warmongers are so discredited and are so, obviously just profiteering, but they sit up there with this moral high ground. How do we discredit them and then endorse the ideas of somebody like yourself or Rand Paul?
Well, just expose it. I don't think that it takes a whole lot of convincing. It's just having people like you who are willing to give the people a different voice than the echo chamber out of Washington. Oh, yeah, if we don't fight there, then we'll be fighting a caliphate in Washington, D.C. All these staggering exaggerations.
But meanwhile, the caliphate is taking over Iraq, and it's doing them with arms given to them to attack Syria. And then I go to the airport. In fact, there's a new photo in that we're going to cover when we come back. Vern Troyer, the famous little person who's in Austin Powers playing Mini-Me, literally having TSA stick their hands down the back of his pants and search him. But meanwhile, illegal aliens are pouring across by the millions. I want to come back and ask you, what's going on in this country? I mean, it does seem like total insanity by the power structure right now, folks. Where if you're a well-known movie star, TSA is going to literally check in your butt crack. I'm sorry, that's the photo. He released it with him bent over a table. He's in a wheelchair, obviously has medical problems.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, it had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
chains of prison. Constitutional lawyer Ron Paul, Rand Paul advisor Bruce Fine is our guest. BruceFineLaw.com isn't up yet, but in the next few weeks, it's his new revamped website will be up. You can also find his latest book, Dealing with the Empire and Its Collapse. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Bruce, it shows how out of control the establishment is. They try to create this artificial reality that it's kooky to not want to preemptively invade a bunch of countries. When Rand Paul talks, he sounds like JFK, or he sounds like Ronald Reagan. I mean, those guys weren't offensively out launching a bunch of wars. I mean, the good guys never offensively launch a war. And then, like you said, you can't even say what all these wars have done except clear the way for Saudi Arabia to take over the Middle East. And I think in the final equation, I think it's Saudi Arabia, even more than Israel. I know you mentioned that in your article, and I'm not defending, you know, some of Israel's war promotion. But there's a bunch of special interests here that want the U.S. in the business of empire because we're paying for it. Hey, let the Germans pay for all their military. Let the British pay. We're going bankrupt. I mean, isn't that the Rand Paul foreign policy?
Well, yeah, and I think it goes back to George Washington, no entangling alliances. The fact is you're able to recite all the mischief there. Saudi Arabia, Iran, Syria, Jordan, they all have their own agendas. Israel has its own agendas. We should expect that. They're doing what they're doing for their good, not for the good of the United States. And so we need to go back to the most famous capture, I think, of U.S. foreign policy was John Quincy Adams, who was really part of the founding generation. When he was Secretary of State, and a message to Congress said, "We wish freedom and liberty well abroad. We fight only to defend our own. That our force abroad has got to be the force of example. But when we resort to force and risking lives, that last full measure of devotion is to defend the United States against attack." And indeed, when you review the Constitutional Convention and the idea of war, every person spoke of it in terms of defending against an attack, not racing around the world like Julius Caesar, I came, I saw, I conquered. And you remember Reagan famously withdrew our troops from Lebanon when he saw that they were just sitting ducks and couldn't accomplish anything. And these arguments are not to be callous towards human rights violations abroad. It's just recognizing the limits of what our own power is. And we make it worse, and we endanger our own liberties because in the process, Alex, of going abroad in search of monsters to destroy, we endow the president with virtually limitless power. Just think of the speechlessness of the founding fathers. If they were told, the president of the United States today, not King George III, who we overthrew in 1776, the president of the United States today claims authority to kill anybody he wants on the planet based on secret evidence that he alone looks at, with no outside review.
Let's go back to Hillary saying 3 years ago when Gaddafi died, we came, we saw, he died. I mean, even top generals or dictators of the past didn't act like that. There's really a childish disconnect, I think, because so many of these politicians have no military background or something. I don't know what it is, but they just act like crazy people to make statements like that.
They do. And you think she could make that statement? The reason why we had Benghazi and our ambassador was killed was why? Because people like Hillary promoted the gratuitous U.S. war to throw out Gaddafi. And remember this, he was the one who renounced the weapons of mass destruction. So think of the signal Hillary Clinton sent to Iran and North Korea. If you abandon WMD, you end up like Gaddafi, being overthrown and killed. Can you imagine anything more stupid than that when we're trying to negotiate a denuclearization of their program?
Well, they now admit that Libya is 10 times worse than it was. And let me ask you this question. I know you're busy. I'll only do 5 more minutes on the other side, talk more about your articles in the Huffington Post that people should read of the mindset of empire versus liberty. Then we will go to Mark and Chad and others that are patiently holding after Bruce leaves us. So stay with us, callers. But think about this question and start answering it now if you can. So I'm going to come back and elaborate on it. There is something in history with leaders when they go megalomaniacal crazy. Do you think it's a disconnect in the ruling class, or do you think it is some type of megalomania that is making them historically act like classical comic book bad guys? So stay there, Attorney Bruce Fine. I want to get your take as a constitutional lawyer and as a historian on that final question and other tidbits out of your excellent two-part article at the Huffington Post. in defense of Senator Rand Paul's foreign policy. And we're going to put links to these articles up on Infowars.com so that these articles get attention out there. Because it's important to talk about the only Republican running who isn't a total warmonger.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
All right, final segment with Bruce Fine, and I'm going right to your calls for the folks that are patiently holding. Also, CJ running the board and producing in there. His brother's a little person. Like the actor that plays Mini-Me in Austin Powers, who's released a photo on his Facebook that we'll show here in a moment, where they literally went in the back of his pants at the airport. And I've heard CJ talk about the stuff they do to his brother. And then it turns out Buckley, my cousin that works here, actually knows Vern Troyer this happened to. So I'd love to get Mini-Me of Dr. Evil on the show just to illustrate all of this. And my point is, the illegals, again, the churches are advertising on NPR, send money, give money. They're paying to get them here on buses. Then they stage them at the churches and deploy them all over the country to be Democratic voters. Using the fact that we've got collectivism here to buy them off as voters. Oh, you'll vote for socialism? Gun control will give you money. And my issue is we do need more workers in this country. We've aborted 53 million of our kids. So I'm not against skilled workers or hardworking workers coming in. But that's not the reform they're pushing. They're pushing just totally letting anybody in to further bankrupt. And Bruce, I really want to get back into world politics and that question I was asking you geopolitically about the elite and their mindset. But this ties into the lawlessness. If I fly with my children, they want to pull them aside and grope them at the airport and put them in naked body scanners and treat me like a terrorist while Al-Qaeda groups are being funded to attack Syria. And you know, they're searching well-known movie stars at the airport, sticking their hands down their pants. And then meanwhile, the illegals, the Border Patrol's been told stand down. But then I go through Border Patrol checkpoints 100 miles in when I haven't even left the U.S. And I swear, when I'm a U.S. citizen, they want to search my vehicle. So they're using it as a power grab. What is happening with all this selective enforcement? It ties in to just the lawlessness of the state. What's happening? What is the spirit of just craziness I see? Is it coming to a head? Is it a cycle? Are we just more aware of it? What's happening?
Well, I call the psychology of empire is one of limitless executive power, and it subordinates everything from even the appearance of something that smacks of safety and liberty is subordinated very readily to a claim of safety, even when it's ridiculous. For example, the TSA has acknowledged it's thwarted zero terrorist plots ever since it began, and yet it continues on. I go on Amtrak regularly on the Northeast, and there's never any searches whatsoever, and there's never been any terrorism at all. So what's going on here? How come Amtrak record is the same as the TSA, and Amtrak isn't destroying our privacy and liberty every time we go on a train? But it is characteristic of empires to become exceptionally sensitive to the idea of a risk-free existence, become arrogant in that score. And when you search for a risk-free existence, you then become vassals and serfs to a Leviathan government, and you'll accept everything. It's like the surveillance programs of the NSA, the search programs of TSA, the willingness of the American people to permit the president to go abroad in search of monsters to destroy, claim power to use predator drones anywhere he wishes, kill anybody he wishes, all he says in the name of safety. But in fact, the irony, Alex, is it makes us less safe. We give weapons, we prop up countries like Afghanistan, we make one ingrate, the recipient. I mean, Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, would blast us every day, even when he's on the CIA's payroll. And we make hundreds, if not thousands, of new enemies, namely the people who are all opposed to the ingrate. So it's a lose-lose situation. It, in fact, makes us less safe. But it is this illusion of safety that justifies this limitless executive power. And you're talking about, you know, why is it that those who are the power elite continue to fight these ridiculous wars? Is it megalomania? And the fact is, it is. It's power for the sake of power. Think of the stupidity of Napoleon going to Moscow. I mean, what did he do that? He lost 2 million of his army, had to burn the city down, or Hitler declaring war on Stalin, or the Japanese attacking us at Pearl Harbor. These are utterly ridiculous decisions made. But when you have that kind of authority and you have this, we're the only superpower, you make utterly ridiculous decisions just because you feel that you can do it. It's sort of the bully on the playground flexing his muscles. And that's what makes it so disgraceful. They aren't even doing it to help the United States. It's just to make their ego satisfied and propitiated.
Well, I know this. The Tea Party is winning almost every primary right now, and every libertarian conservative I know is sick of war, sick of all this garbage. So are the Democrats. And I wish we could all just come together and restore basic rule of law, basic freedom. But if the Republican Party does not get wise and join with Rand Paul and others in trying to reform themselves, I shudder to think where it's all going. In closing, what do you expect to happen if we're not able to get a Rand Paul elected? He is the Republican Party front runner, but we're still a while out from that.
I view Rand as the last great hope of the country. If we don't elect a Rand Paul president in 2016, I can guarantee you that within 20 or 30 years, we will have a one-branch executive government that operates in secrecy, will be involved in perpetual warfare, will be bankrupting ourselves, and we will lose the republic. We think you have surveillance problems now. You can think, Alex, at how rapidly technology is moving to enable the government to spy with greater and greater intensity on our lives. Now they're gathering pictures of us as well as our conversations, our telephone data. And without a Rand Paul in there, all the other candidates are willing to support the Leviathan state. That's not what we sacrificed for at Valley Forge, Cemetery Ridge, Omaha Beach. And it would be a true tragedy if we didn't have the strength to avoid squandering all the liberty that was won by these great, wise, and courageous people, and our posterity inherit some kind of tyranny. I mean, history will execrate this generation if we permit liberty to slip out of our hands when it's happening right in front of our face.
Bruce Fine, thank you for the time. Great articles at the Huffington Post. I'm glad they published them. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
There goes Attorney Bruce Fine. I just thought we should discuss the role of our nation in a republic versus an empire. And again, it'd be bad enough if we had an empire, and but as citizens we were actually getting something out of it, like the Roman Empire or even the British Empire. We pay for everything and then get big debts and the blame for it. This is not helping us. People say, we have an empire in the Middle East to get their oil. To get the oil companies the oil so they can sell it to Europe and the Chinese. That oil doesn't really come here compared to the other nations. They shut down our oil exploration for 50 years as part of that deal. We have more oil in Alaska than Saudi Arabia has. That's now admitted. I had guests on 15 years ago exposing that. Now it's mainstream news. In fact, guys, I forgot. I saw a report over the weekend where they discover there's more water, three times more water under the Earth's surface in the mantle and the crust than there is above it, and that the oceans are really controlled by that subdermal, I guess you could call it, water, which is what the Bible says, but the water's out of the deep. And, of course, that's been known for a long time. And there's an aquifer the size of Texas under Texas. And it's just, we don't even know one-tenth the secrets of our own planet. They're finding new species all the time. There's so much wonderment, and I'll tell you why I've been bummed out that I'm going to your calls. It's because humanity has so much potential and is so good, and there's so much wonderment and discovery all around us. And I care about every man, woman, and child on this planet. I don't care what color you are. And the worst people in the world that have it out for everybody are the ones that use all this bleeding heart manipulation to control the population. And I don't like having to focus on the globalist. I mean, let me tell you something. I look at Joe Biden with his you-know-what-eating grin and just all his con artistry and how these guys think they're so slick. I get physically angry. TSA wants to grab my genitals, man. I get mad. Not just that they want to violate me. It's all a hoax. I'm going to go to your calls, but I said I'd do this. I want to talk about Vern Troyer. We have the image. We'll put it up on screen. Because an image does say 1,000 words. A picture says 1,000 words. He's a well-known, one of the best-known little people. I guess he would technically be a dwarf. I guess a midget has proportionally the right size. A dwarf doesn't, has a lot more health problems. And I think dwarves are more common, aren't they, than little people. The point is midgets. Vern Troyer posts cheeky pic of being searched by TSA agent while security reps say screening was standard procedure. Well, as long as it's standard to have someone bend you over and stick their hand down the back of your pants to see what's in your butt crack, and he doesn't look like he's doing too good physically there. Does he still have his legs there in that photo? I know they have a lot of health problems, poor little guy. There's Mini-Me. He's been in so many movies. Mini-Me of Dr. Evil. And then look next to it, you have the royals dressed up in their royal outfits. I'm going to vomit, man. You got these people that are above the law. Nobody searches them because they stole a bunch of people's money. Like Kim Jong-un, third-generation dictator. He's now starting to wear crowns, you know, fancy headdresses. That's what happens. You're a dictator of the first generation. You're a dictator of the second. The third and fourth, you're God. No, Kim Jong-un is not God. He's a piece of garbage. So you got this poor little person having some TSA agent check his pants, his underwear. People's babies' diapers are getting searched. CJ, and then we're going to the calls. What happens to your brother?
Well, like most little people, my brother uses a couple different pieces of equipment to get around because he has mobility issues. And the wheelchair and the walker are kind of immediate alarm for the TSA. And they'll dust him and all of his equipment with bomb detecting powder or liquid, depending on what they have.
Sure, sure. What type of little person is your brother?
He has a statistrophic dysplasia, so he's quite smaller than someone like Vern Troyer.
Really?
Yeah, he's extremely small. And
of course, there's probably no history of a little person doing anything criminal like that, but it doesn't matter. Again, this is political correctness. Everyone's treated like a terrorist in America, except the terrorist.
Right. To my knowledge, there's never been a little person involved in any terrorist activity in the United States whatsoever. Probably financial, because they're...
But exactly. Profiling them, you're not going to see a bunch of little people commandos, you know, Al-Qaeda.
No.
No. I mean, the real Al-Qaeda is being funded by our government.
Right. And it's not that they're physically violating him, but, you know, because he already has to have help to get to the bathroom, being of his stature and length of his arms, but to have him digging his pants all the time is just embarrassing. It's not something anybody of any...
How old's your brother?
He's only 10.
Wow.
But still, it's embarrassing.
We ought to get him in studio sometime when he's down here.
I'd like to.
Well, you're a really nice guy, but your brother's a nice guy.
He is.
But, I mean, imagine... Imagine in America they train us to look in our pants. I mean, we're pathetic. Land of the free, home of the brave, what a joke. It's false advertising. Sorry, everybody's got to do it to stay safe. Bull. The people that run the government stage 9/11, they run Al-Qaeda. You know that Saudi Arabians don't have to get searched when they come in. You know that, right? That's mainstream news. They're above the law. I am so sick of this. We need Americans need to start really getting in the face of the TSA, you know, and just letting them know, hey, we know what people. But more than that, the Congress that lets this go on, CJ. Let's go to Mark in Florida. Thanks for holding. We'll go to Chad and others. Go ahead. Thanks for holding, Mark. What's your take on the open funding of Al-Qaeda? Mass graves now, killing every Christian they get their hands on. This is the liberation of Obama.
Terrible, and I feel real bad for those people, and the globalists have created a terrible situation that there's really no way out of. There's no good options. They've screwed up so bad. I mean, if we don't do anything, I mean, you're going to have Iran, you know, Hezbollah. Iraq is going to have to call on Iran, Hezbollah, all the Shiites to try to take out the Sunnis. If we do get involved, they'll just flee to some other country, Syria or Libya, which are now the central governments have no power.
And who allowed them to regroup? Who allowed them to regroup in Libya and in Syria? Who allowed them to regroup?
Well, the Obama administration, they took out Gaddafi. They want to take out Bashar al-Assad. And it's just ridiculous. It's crazy. And there's just no way out of the situation. I'm real depressed about it.
I am, too, because if our government can get away with this, I mean, does anybody feel safe having a government like this?
Well, not at all. And then you have Democrats attacking the Bush administration saying, see, look what Bush did. It's all Bush's fault. Well, look, I'm not turning in my guns, and I don't support high taxes just because supposedly the Bush administration, you know, attacked Iraq. That doesn't mean I'm going to support the Democratic Party for this nonsense.
But oh, they're all in it together. The Democratic Party worked with Bush. We were all against that. But I was against the last two wars there. Now my gut tells me they could highway of death all those al-Qaeda forces and save Iraq. But see, they're not. They're going to let the full civil war go.
Yeah, I agree. It's crazy. They're doing drone strikes in Yemen, drone strikes in Pakistan, drone strikes everywhere. And I'm not necessarily for that. But then you've got whole convoys of ISIS riding out in the open, 30, 40, 50 cars in a row, and nothing happens. And they're just being allowed to take over Iraq.
Oh, it's more, you're a great caller, very informed. I've seen some videos that looks like 500 vehicles. It just goes off in the distance. And then Obama's like, I got to go golfing. And again, that's because it's Saudi Arabia. I'm so sick of Saudi Arabian leadership. God bless you. Appreciate the call. Great points. Chad in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. We definitely need to just, they were saying that we have nothing to do there. We just need to leave and just admit our mistake. We shouldn't have been there like everybody, like you
said. See, but I agree with you, except this is Western-backed. This is an al-Qaeda army. So, see, I'm always against what the globalists want. They want open borders, I'm against it. They want gun control, I'm against it. They want to let al-Qaeda run rampant, I want to bomb them. And I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying you see my gut response, right?
I see it, but I'm also going to comment a little bit that you're not going to like. I am definitely a constitutionalist, and I've read the Constitution. And my first thing is the United States, and let me finish the whole thought. The United States has no right to say who can or can't come in. Yes, open borders. I'm saying open borders. What the Constitution does allow is the people who come here need to be taxed higher now.
Hold on. We can debate. Come back. I got to go to break. These are hard breaks. Satellite hardened yet. 51 after boom, the satellite fires, folks. So I'm going to come back to you. I want to hear, quote me where it says this in the Constitution. I want to hear this.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
The Obama administration, the New York Times reports, wants to monitor your smartphone in real time to make sure you're not looking at map aids like Google Maps while you're driving to keep you safe. And the New York Times, of course, misses it on purpose. The whole point is they want to monitor and control the internet and regulate it in real time, which is how they put the camel's nose under the tent flap. Agency aims to regulate map aids in vehicles. I'm going to do some overdrive callers, so we'll get to all of you that are holding. I'm going to go back to that caller on the Constitution point here in just a second. There are a lot of key articles up on Infowars.com that I hardly ever even talk about. War industry stands to make billions off ISIS threat. Church group ships illegals deeper into U.S. Right now we're posting videos the guy just shot with the church confirming it is illegals they're shipping. So that's confirmed, folks. We're going to have that video added to the Drudge Report linked article. Rampaging jihadists kill dozens in Kenya. Just all part of the Saudi Arabian funded as usual. It's lobbyist. Boko Haram in on the western side and in Nigeria. They're just everywhere. It's their takeover. Ron Paul says, haven't we done enough damage in Iraq? That's the plan. U.S. embassy workers are evacuating the giant embassy so Al-Qaeda can take it over. It's truly mind-blowing. Also, inventing terrorists. New study reveals FBI set up terrorism-related prosecutions. Totally manufactured. That's what RT's reporting. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And remember, the system doesn't want you hearing this show. They don't want you being aware of this information. It's all hiding in plain view now. I have hope we can turn this around. I believe we can. I believe we can. It's just that if we don't, it means curtains for this nation and this world. Briefly, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great deals on high-quality, non-GMO, storable foods, and a lot of other preparedness items. Check them out today. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. And they have great customer service. Give them a call, 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. All right, Chad, we're going to go to you and finish up this hour. Then Pamela, Skip, Albert, and Jack. Ooh, Jack's in Australia. I hadn't seen that. We'll go to Jack as well. Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, jump over the candlestick. Let's go ahead now. And now Jack can call from Australia. That's high tech. Let's talk to Chad in California. All right, make your constitutional point. Where does it say in the Constitution that anyone that can get here is legal?
Well, let me finish up my point real fast, and I will go to it. It is Section 9. Basically, the thing that you pointed out, yes, they're doing it to bankrupt us. Well, we need to stop that part. That's the problem, not the fact that people are coming here. It's the fact that not even citizens should have a social welfare system set up. This needs to be abolished. This is what people are upset about. Don't give people anything to come here. Work hard. Do your thing. Make the payments.
No, I mean, it's true. I mean, it's like going out and feeding the deer in your backyard. Soon there'll be a lot more deer than there should be, and then they'll all be starving to death, and you'll be feeding them 100 pounds a week of deer feed. It's the same deal, but we're way past that now. The whole world is collapsing right now financially. The population is doubling in the third world. They all want to come here. We cannot allow that to happen at this point because they're using the loophole in the socialism. Now, tell me what's in Article 9.
The migration or importation of such persons as of the United States now existing shall think proper or to omit shall be prohibited by Congress prior to the year of 1880. But a tax duty put on persons, a tax or duty may be imposed on the importation not exceeding $10 per person. Basically, everything is a monetary thing. Yes, you're supposed to...
No, I understand all that, but that's from like 1898.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Brew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth.
It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.